سيد رئيس المؤتمر المحترم السيد
Mr. President of the conference, ladies and gentlemen, the delegation of my country would like to congratulate you on your election to the presidency of the meeting of the states parties. Rest assured of our full support as you make the efforts to guide our work. We'd like to use this opportunity to reaffirm the commitment of Iraq in terms of respecting the provisions of the Convention on the Prohibition of Anti-Personnel Mines, especially since we acceded to this convention on the 15th of August 2007 and entered into force on the 1st of February 2008. Mr. President, I'd like to reaffirm that demining and clearance of contaminated areas is one of the priorities of my country, especially in light of terrorist attacks carried by Daesh. We're working actively in order to respect our commitments under the convention. We also praise all international efforts to support the program in Iraq and would like to state the urgent need to increase this international support in order to ensure the effective implementation of the provisions of the convention. We urge donors and the international community, civil society organizations to cooperate with the Iraqi government and the relevant organizations in order to guarantee our access to assistance in order to realize all the objectives under the convention. And we do hope that this program will evaluate in a positive manner in terms of mining. We'd like to also say that Iraq does not have any stockpiles of mines. Amongst the most important realizations at the national level in terms of demining and destruction of anti-personnel mines, and on the basis of the efforts deployed by the Iraqi Association for the Implementation of the National Plan for demining and decontamination of contaminated areas. Since May 2015, we destroyed 1,040 mines up till today. And the decontaminated areas are 968,000 square meters. We will provide the final conclusions and include them in the annual transparency report for 2015 that will be published at the end of the first trimester of next year. And we'll be including all the relevant details that Iraq has been providing on an annual basis over the years. Mr. President, the main obstacles faced by our demining program relate to the following. First, the absence of maps and coordinates in terms of contaminated areas because of the wars that the country has faced over the last decades. After this, I can say that Iraq is suffering from attacks by Daesh that undermines our possibility to carry out technical and non-technical surveys in other provinces, especially in west of the country. And we also have to note a new form of contamination related to booby traps. We have continued demining work, but since the areas that are mined are very large, and also in connection with the terrorist attacks of Daesh, we are not able to complete all of this work. And also, because of rainfall, mines are moving in eroded soils that increases the area of contaminated areas. And the size of the problem is much bigger than the capacities we have. And we also need financial support, even though that the Iraqi government has devoted significant financial resources to this work. But the scale of the problem, the challenges that we face require additional efforts, additional human and financial efforts. No one should forget the impact of the reduction of the oil price on the economy of the country, and this means that the demining efforts in our country have been limited. In conclusion, I'd like to share with you our gratitude for the attention that you have been giving to my country and the support that you have been giving us to reach a situation of an Iraq free of mines. And we'd like to thank the ISU as well. Thank you.